Yes, it's Talking Travel Time. This week, there's no Sally Lucas. We are graced with Barry Warwick's presence. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Sally's off gallivanting around the countryside. So
she is. How dare she?
Yeah. She does such a good job.
She does. Well, we've lost her for a few weeks, haven't we?
We have. Yeah.
We have. So it's your turn to shine.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, today, you want to talk about travel experiences?
Yeah. Look, I just thought I'd share an experience that my wife and I had in Turkey, and just how nice people can be and what people can do for you.
Okay, and then afterwards we're going to talk about Japan.
Yep, I thought we'd go through. I went to a function last night on Japan, so thought it was great to share that with people while it was fresh in my memory.
And we're going to talk about your wife.
Well, yes.
Not all the personal stuff, but, you know,
holiday stuff, yeah. Well, it started off, we started a tour of Turkey and there were some really highlights. There was Anzac Cove, and we went and saw Ephesus, and there were some really nice highlights. And then we were visiting an historic site, and she stepped off the road to avoid a car and fell and broke her ankle in three places. And look, it was obviously for her it was painful, but the friendliness and the care that were given by the Turkish people was absolutely amazing.
What happened?
So the guy took us to a hospital and they put her in plaster and checked her out and said that she needed an orthopedic surgeon. And so we then went to the public hospital in Antalya, which is a fairly major city, and it'd be about 3 or 4 days before an orthopedic surgeon could look at her. And so we went to the motel, and the motel was the Casa Sur, and it's located behind Hadrian's Gate, which is in the old part of the city and really narrow streets. So the receptionist came out to pick us up from the taxi from coming from the hospital, and we got back to the motel, and one of the receptionists said, "Oh, look, I've had my ankle operated on a couple of years ago. Do you want me to contact the surgeon?" This was a Sunday night, and we said, "Yep, that would be really good." So she contacted him, and then on the Monday, my wife was taken into the hospital and operated on at 6:30 at night. So.
Wow.
So that was just one really nice thing that happened in what could have been really horrendous circumstances.
So, did it ruin your holiday, or as far as being able to get around, et cetera?
Well, it did put a damper on it. However, the positive things that I've taken from it were that this hotel, they put us on the ground floor so that my wife could get around. They provided an office chair so that I could actually wheel her around. And so that was really nice. And after we came out of hospital, we went back there for 4 nights, waiting before we flew home. And the staff there we'd go out onto the veranda. My wife would hobble out there with my assistants, and they would run and get something to put up underneath her foot so that she could rest with it up. The restaurant in there, the staff would come over and they'd take our order, even though, you know, it was probably, I suppose, 50 metres or so from the restaurant. So, and really look after her. And the people were really just so kind at that motel. It was unbelievable.
So do you recommend Turkey? Is it everywhere in Turkey or just your hotel?
Look, everywhere. I mean, even the hospital, she was ready to go down for the anaesthetic, and we were in a private hospital and in a private room, and they brought in food, and I thought, that's really strange. Why would they bring in food? And the tour guide was with us at that stage and said, that food's for you.
Oh, that's really so nice.
How nice is that? And I was allowed to stay in the same room as her so that she wasn't isolated or whatever. The surgeon did an excellent job, and the director of the hospital came down a couple of times to visit just to make sure that we were all okay. So there were such fond memories of just what people did to help us in what could have been really a devastating circumstance. Obviously, we had to contact the insurance company.
I was going to say that. How did that go?
Yeah. And again, the thing that I learnt from that was that you really do need to have your insurance details handy, because this happened out of the blue. It was something that was totally unexpected. But we did have to provide them with the obviously the insurance number. It did take them a little while for them to check the details, but they were really quite good and rang me every day to just see how my wife was going. So that's from the Australian end as well. So
wow, so from something bad came something good.
Really good, and gave me positive memories, and I think of Turkey as being really positive.
So the lesson we can learn from that is go to Turkey and get travel insurance.
That's right.
That's it. Barry, we are going to Japan now.
Yeah, look, Japan is the flavour of the month. Everyone wants to go to Japan, and there are just so many options that you can do. Most people go to Honshu, which is the main island, and do Tokyo and Osaka, Kyoto, Hiroshima, you know, that sort of thing. But Japan has four main islands, and there are lots of ways to do it. So I thought one of the good things last night that was shown, for example, Princess Cruises, they have two ships that are continually cruising in Japan, and they're going to have in 2026 50 departures, which allow you to go around the four islands or visit them, depending on the cruise. Obviously, they vary it up a little bit. But they've got 38 different destinations in Japan. So that's one option. There are cruises that you can combine with land content as well. If you don't like the really big ships, Ponant has smaller ships that operate around the island. So again, a nice way to see it, and you can do it in the style that you really want.
What's the ratio sort of to cruising and to exploring on the land?
It's
half-half?
I would say that most of our clients still do the land rather than the cruise. Mm-hmm. But I guess the cruising is just an option for those people that are a little bit worried about the food.
I see.
You know, they can go back and have the Western style food if they're a little bit unsure about whether they can cope with the Japanese cuisine.
I think Japanese cuisine is some of the best food in the world.
I do as
just
well.
Quietly or loudly, I am on air.
Yeah, but you know, some people, you know, they're worried about getting sick and etc. So that's a good option, you know, and you're in port for a day, you go out and you're coming back to your own style of, I guess, living. There are tour companies like Wendy Wu, for example, has 28 different itineraries in Japan that you can do. So, again, you can get out and explore and go to different places. But last night there was a hotel in Hokkaido, which is in the snow. It's in the centre of that island, and it's the snow capital of Japan, I guess, or island of Japan. And so you've got this really good ski resort that has up to, I think it's got 29 runs and But in the evening, it's also got the biggest wave pool, indoor wave pool, in Japan. So,
wow. So you get a mix of summer and winter.
Yeah. So you can sort of ski during the day and then almost surf during the night. So,
that's crazy. That's great.
It is. It was just something a little bit different that captured my imagination. And look, they put together a nice village so that you can actually dine in a igloo or ice.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a whole resort. And look, if winter's not your thing and skiing's not your thing, you can go there in the summer, and it's sort of in the centre of the island, so it gives you the opportunity to go out and visit other areas as well. But there's lots of summer activities as well that you can do there and get out and explore. And then down the bottom, so you've got the really cold, then down the bottom you've got Kyushu, which has, I suppose that's the Usen capital of Japan, with lots of hot springs, the baths, and again, a subtropical flavour to it. So you can combine two things at the one in the one go.
And what about you get the cherry blossoms too at certain times?
Yeah, and the cherry blossom season it runs March, April, and depending down the south it starts and then it gradually works its way north. So again, it is a spectacular time in Japan.
Okay.
And cruising at that time is a good way when there's so much pressure on the rest of the infrastructure that you've actually got, a hotel and you can follow the cherry blossoms around.
It would be beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I was watching a documentary on Japan, James May, Our Man in Japan. I think it was on Amazon or Binge or something like that. And he went to all the different islands and showed us the different sites. We went like Hiroshima, but he went to this one place that was a whole town. Most of it was filled with mannequins, or like dummies.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard of that one?
Look, there is an island down in the southern, I think it's off Kyushu or one of the – it's got 37 residents and all the rest are dolls.
Yes, yes. Because yeah. Apparently as people started to move out, one of the residents thought, well, I'll just make a dummy of that person as if they're here. And so it makes the town look like, has more people in it.
Yep, it's deserted. Well, its total population is 37. So
yeah, although you could probably make a horror movie out of it as well.
Well, that's right. At least you wouldn't get chatted back to.
No, that's right. That's right. No, Japan sounds like a great place to go.
Yeah. Look, it's on my bucket list. I've been to Tokyo, but I need to get out and actually explore the countryside.
Well, it's on my bucket list now as well. So there you go. Add that to Turkey as well.
Yeah.
We are talking travel and it's up to hot deals time.
Yeah, look, we're in the early bird part of the year for next year and Colette's got an early bird sale and you're saving up to 15% on some of their tours. One of the good things about them is that they have a special guarantee that you can cancel your tour up until 24 hours before. And you still get your money back. You don't get your deposit, but you get the rest
that's
of the money
great.
Back. And that's something that's highly unusual in the industry. So then moving on to Asia, Wendy Wu have an early bird sale with great savings. Depending on the tour, obviously, you can save up to around $2,000. But they also have free or half price single supplements at the moment. So
that's good for people that are travelling on their own.
Yeah, something it's on selected tours, but yeah, it's something that's worthwhile looking at, particularly if you're a single.
Because you often pay more, end up paying more.
Yeah, because most of the things are costed on a half, two people sharing a room. So virtually if you're travelling on your own, you're paying the same as two people travelling together almost.
Yeah, so. which is hard.
Which is hard, yeah. Mm. And it gets really, really quite expensive. Penon at the moment too are offering that on cabins. And again, it's something that's a little bit unusual for usually cruises. The cost is double, so yeah.
Good savings.
It's good savings. There's also a tour or Princess have got a special. It's not started yet. It starts on the 29th of August, so you've got a little bit of lead-in time, and they're giving up to $300 on board spending money, or up to $600 as well on if it's a balcony cabin. So it's covering pretty much cruises to everywhere, so it's something worthwhile looking at as well. And finally, Great Southern Rail in Australia here. We tend to forget that we think about the Ghan and we think about the Indian Pacific, but they've got a train journey that starts in Brisbane and ends up in Adelaide, and they're offering a free night either end of the journey, and airfares up to $750 in value to get from A to B, you know, so you can fly Newcastle to Brisbane, and then when you finish in Adelaide, you can fly Adelaide back to Newcastle. So something that's well worth looking at.
Wonderful. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, lots of good travel tips and travel holidays that we can go on. And, yeah, thank you very much, Barry.
That's all right.
We'll catch you next week on Talking Travel. I won't, because I'll be away. I'm going to Bali.
You'll be holidaying, enjoying the good life.
I will. So maybe I'll talk to you about that when I come back.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.